Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great show today at the Fredericksburg Food Co-op. We're going to get an update. A lot of things going on this morning, and we've got a full house. But before we introduce everyone, I have to first of all, welcome to Rich LaRochelle, a founding director. Rich, you and I started talking about this, when was it, mid 2015 or so? You brought some farmers in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So the co-op incorporated in September of 2015. It took us about 5.5 years to get the store open, but we were embraced by the community. Now we have over 3,000 members of the co-op, member owners of the co-op.
Wow.
And so it was a wonderful experience of the community coming together to create their own community-owned grocery store. So thank you for having us on the air as we went through that process, Ted.
I remember when you first came in, and I had heard about these, but not around here. And it's just been interesting to see kind of how you and others built this up. And sold it to the community. That first day we did it, we had no question you were going to do it, but it just took a little bit of time and to find a location. And has it been everything and then some that you imagined when it first started? Because you had seen this in other localities.
Yeah, there's about 325 food co-ops in the United States, and we had five people who came together back in 2015, and we had a number of core values. One was to buy from local producers as much as possible, and that's what we've done. And to center sustainability in all of our decisions, and we'll talk about that today too. And thirdly, about the community, to be a place where people and ideas come together and where we can make healthy food affordable for everyone. So we do a lot of events at the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
We have an outstanding staff at the co-op. You'll be hearing from Susie and Chandra today, just two of our wonderful employees, but you know, we're owned by the community. Everyone can shop at the co-op. You don't have to be a co-op member owner. Everyone can shop there, and we're just open to everyone.
We'll go around as we go along this point, but I'll start off with you since I know you the best, and you've been in here a bunch of times. So what's your favorite thing at the co-op?
Well,
your go-to thing.
This is going to be very controversial because I know there are differences of opinion, but I like the very berry smoothie.
And we okay, yeah, I know.
So
yeah,
it is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love the soup. We have three soups every day. I'm personally vegan, so we always have one vegan soup. I love that. But you know, my wife and I do all of our shopping there. We have a fantastic produce section. We have the photos of many farmers up on the wall that we buy from, local farmers. I love the produce. I love the bulk section. You can go in and get as much or as little of something that you want. I love buying the pistachio nuts. I love buying the organic coffee. You know, maybe there's just too many.
I can't. I should have said one.
It's
very unfair.
Too many items for me to list. That could take up the whole hour, Ted.
Yes, that was a very unfair question. I can see as soon as you took off. Also here this morning, and we welcome for the very first time in studio, Susie Grumko, the general manager. Susie, it's great to have you here, and welcome to Fredericksburg.
Great to be here. Thank you, Ted. I've been actually in Fredericksburg for close to 25 years, but I love being here. It's a great place to live.
Well, welcome to the food co-op general manager title then. I did not know that. So what? Talk a little bit about your background and what drew you to this?
Well, I think the core values have always been part of my personal values. And when I heard that a co-op was opening, I decided to apply. I was actually hired as the wine buyer since I have 32 years of experience in the wine business. And then I basically got promoted as time went on, and the board asked me to appointed me as general manager in October last year. So it's been quite a ride.
I guess so. So you have seen it, and just it has really become part of the community, in not very in a real short time.
It really has. Yes. I mean, we do so much involving the community. We have some amazing events that everybody is welcome to come along to. A wide variety of topics. We have talks. We have live music. There's just so much going on there. It's exciting to be such a part of this.
It is. I know you do. Is it weekly that you do live music? Or you have the talks and the book things and there's always I'm always hearing about somebody who said, oh, I was at the co-op last night.
We do. We have a book group that meets every month. We have walking groups every Saturday morning. You can come and walk with a bunch of local people. On Thursday afternoons, there's Walk with a Doc. There's just so many things going on. This Saturday, we have the wonderful Gay Adegbolola performing live. It's just so exciting. There's always something going on.
We'll see if you do better than Rich did. Rich failed in picking just one thing. Is there a favorite thing you have at the co-op?
Well, I would have to say, since it was named after me, the Susie Smoothie. Which came about when our kitchen manager asked me to try something, and I said, I don't drink anything green. And she said, no, try this. And I tried it, and I was just blown away. It's delicious. Highly recommend.
I like that theory, though, of not doing anything green, because sometimes you don't know what you're getting into.
It didn't appeal to me, and I was like, uh-uh, no, not me. And she said, no, you've got to try this. You've got to try this. And I took a sip, and I'm like, all right, you win. And she said, well, what are we going to call it? I said, I don't know. It's mine. She said, oh, well, then it's the Susie Smoothie. So that's how that came about.
I might go and get one today just in honor of you. Because I will go over there at lunchtime and get something. But now that I know that, mm-hmm. I can put a face to it and say, I know who this is named. How many times can you go around and say, I know?
Absolutely. I get a big kick when people try it. And they're like, they look at my name tag. Is it named? I'm like, yes, it's named after me.
So that's very cool.
But it's delicious.
Chandra Gore is also here. You've been here before with the Stafford Education Foundation.
Yes, I have.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're the marketing person.
Yes.
With the food co-op.
Yes, I am.
So what an exciting position. I mean, and you have done well, because I see food co-op events and activities all the time around town.
Yay! Good. I'm doing my job.
What drew you to the food co-op?
Well, I have a big thing about being a part of my community, and when I saw it, it was even before it opened. I saw it and I reached out, and it was really good to see how it came about, what was being worked on, you know, attending the meetings, all of those things. It was beautiful to see it come to life. So that was the biggest part that brought me here.
Any favorite that you have?
Yes. I have a juice called the Chan Mix. It is, it's a lot of vitamin C, a little ginger, and a pear. So it's a Chan Mix. It's a juice. That's one of my favorite things. But I would have to say the Cuban sandwich is my second favorite.
I have not tried that, but now that you guys are giving me some really
good
ideas.
You may be the only person in Fredericksburg who hasn't tried the Cuban sandwich.
Oh. I love Cuban sandwiches. So
people travel for our Cuban.
Yes.
Okay.
It is so good. It is so good. Yes.
I'm sure if it was, you would have said, or somebody would have said. I'm thinking that the Chan Mix was not named after you, loosely.
It was?
Yeah,
because I came, so I used to get the Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
But pears were in season, which was, you know, it was a local pear. You know, it was so good, so they added a pear, and that was mine.
Wow, I've got two people who have things named after. Rich, is there anything named after?
There is nothing named after me. It's not fear. It's a discrimination.
We need to do something about that. I know people.
We'll
right. work on that.
All right.
Because how exciting is that? The Fredericksburg Food Co-op, our topic this morning. We got lots to talk about. great Facebook page that will really keep you up to date on what's going on. FredericksburgFood.coop is also the website. 320 Emancipation Highway in Fredericksburg. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
100 food banks strong.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Fredericksburg Food Co-op, our focus this morning. Again, FredericksburgFood.coop on the web also, but Facebook has really all the up-to-date things and the real current stuff. Either way, you can follow what's going on. Susie Grumko, the general manager there at the co-op. Because one thing that we should say right off the bat for people who wonder, you don't have to be a member to shop at the food co-op.
Absolutely not. Anybody is welcome to come in and shop. It's open to the entire community. That's the whole purpose. However, if you are an owner, there are benefits to being an owner. But it's certainly not an obligation.
There is all kinds of information on the website of how to become an owner. It's not difficult, and you can pay over time. You can pay $200 right off the bat, but there is all kinds of information.
Yes. Becoming an owner certainly has some perks. It is a $200 one-time fee. However, you can do that $25 a quarter until you're up to the $200. So it's made accessible for people who may not necessarily have that upfront fee. But there are bonuses. You get 10% off all co-op deals, which change every 2 weeks. So an extra 10% off the already sale price is definitely a good deal. Everybody is welcome to come in and shop with us.
It's worth your time. I always tell people, just go and walk around. You will see stuff, and it's so much of it is local that you just don't see elsewhere. It's just interesting walking around the co-op.
We do actually, we have an awful lot of local produce, local just artisan goods. We have local honey, we have local herbs and spices, and we actively seek out local people, local vendors. We have a local baker. There are just so many local products. It's definitely an emphasis for us.
Rich, I remember when you and the several farmers came in and we did the show, and this was always the goal, and boy, it just seems like it's even more local than I even really ever imagined it would be. You've got to be just thrilled with how
that. Yes, it's very gratifying to see the vision being realized, and over time, a food co-op can transform local agriculture by giving a year-round market to farmers. We'll be celebrating our second anniversary of being open in April. So for just being 2 years old, we're doing a good job of attracting a lot of local producers. Over time, that will continue to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, I see different stuff all the time.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's probably a mix of you reaching out to them and them reaching out to the food co-op.
That's exactly correct, Ted. That's exactly correct. They reach out to us, we reach out to them. It's a core value of the co-op.
I remember in the early days, you talking, and you talked early when we started the show about the number of food co-ops around the country. Not knowing anything about any of them, I would think that ours would stack up with anybody's. As far as what we're doing locally here. You draw far and wide of people getting
your
stuff.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Our co-op is a great co-op. I met this week with the board chair of another co-op in the metropolitan area, and it was the first time he came to our co-op. His co-op is quite small, although it's been around for about 50 years, and he was marveling at what a beautiful store it is, how light an area it is, how many local products we have, how friendly our staff are, and it was just, you know, it was really great feedback. So we also have a meeting space, which his co-op doesn't have, you know, we can hold all these events that Susie talked about.
Yeah.
We have an outdoor patio in the nice weather. Yesterday was beautiful. I sat outside in the patio.
Yeah.
It's just a fantastic place. So, yeah, it's the realization of a dream, and the good days are just beginning.
That's a good way to put it, because it's hard to imagine, and to me it just doesn't seem like you've been around for 2 years, because it seems like it's been a long, and you of all people know, Rich, the work and I'm sure that you think it seems like it's been a long time, but it just as far as being open, it just seems like you've always been there.
Yep, I think that's very true. What's really fun is the board tables every Saturday in the co-op now, and then we'll table at the farmer's market when the farmer's market season opens up. But it's really gratifying seeing new people coming into the co-op and just seeing it for the first time and seeing it through their eyes and how amazed they are.
Yeah.
And then also we see people who move here from another community who had a food co-op in their community, and they seek us out right away. And they're really happy to be here. We had a presentation on Wednesday with Gayla Sims of the Fredericksburg Area Museum. She did a great job talking about the history of black families in the Fredericksburg area. She was in Austin, Texas at the Wheatfield. She lived right near the Wheatfield Co-op, a co-op formed about 50 years ago. And she said when she left Austin, she was really happy to come to Fredericksburg, but she actually cried leaving her co-op in Texas. And then she came here and saw we had a co-op, and she felt the delight of that. Because there's something unique about a co-op. It's that local vibe. It's the connection with people. It's the healthy kind of food. It's people caring about people. So that's kind of what we pride ourselves on.
Yeah.
And friendly, competent staff.
What a great story that is. And it is. You mentioned that. I mean, Chandra, a real selling point is the fact it is such a bright store.
Yep.
And the staff is not only friendly, they're really knowledgeable. You can ask about this or that or how to use something. And if they don't know, they'll go find somebody in the store who can help you.
Very true. Very true. I try to get, me personally, I try to make sure I know a little bit about everything, because you never know who's walking through, and you can tell when someone's like confused or wants to know more. So you walk up and you say hi, and that's the biggest thing I think that we stand out, is that we do have that, how can I help you, or welcome to our family. That's pretty much what it is, because we see the same people. Some people, they come every morning and we know them by name, we know them by face. So it's like, and they tell everybody, and they know that they can get their questions answered, or they can help, you can help find something. Or if they want something, we order them. So it's like it's one of those things.
That's an interesting part of this, too. I mean, the fact that the people come day after day. I mean, even though we've gotten so much bigger and with traffic and everything, it's those kinds of things that make this, gives you the kind of a small town feel, even though we're hardly a small town.
Right. And you want to feel that. I mean, it's like that home away from home situation. Like, for me, it's peaceful when I come in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we have that living wall. Like, it's like so many different things you'll see, or you get familiar with, and it becomes a part of your routine. So, and I love it. I love seeing the same faces.
Susie, one of the things that I noticed, that you shop and you do anything and you go to the co-op, you go to other you have a different feel than you do with other stores, because at least with me, you go to other stores and you're there to get the milk, the eggs, the cheese, whatever. I mean, you're there to get it and you get out. I linger more in the co-op, I think, than I do in any other store, just because I'm always seeing things that I either didn't know was there or something that's new there.
We do actually get a lot of that, and we've had a lot of comments from people who are excited. Number one, because they don't feel like, oh my gosh, they have to walk miles just to get from the eggs to the milk.
Thank
it's
you.
It's crazy.
That is, yes.
And we are more, I don't know, I wouldn't like to, cozy is not the right word, but we're way more accessible. Mm-hmm. We're not a 200,000 foot store. So we're a lot easier to navigate. But people do linger, and we have conversations in the aisles. Our people, you know, our employees talk to our customers. I like to refer to it as the cheers of grocery stores. I know that John is going to be in at 7:15 every morning to order his smoothie, and John's thrilled that we recognize him. And, you know, so we've got a much more friendly, accessible atmosphere. But we carry everything you need.
Right.
But it's just in a much smaller footprint, and it's much more convenient.
That is true. I never thought of that, because there are some other stores that, I mean, all of a sudden you realize, I got to go back there because I didn't get, I'm over here to get my, to get milk, but I forgot to get bananas or whatever, and they're over on the other side of the store. And you're right. It is.
And people love that. They do like to be able to, you know, if they need to just come in quickly and grab one thing, they can, but they don't have to, you know, it doesn't take them all day to find something. So people like that. They like the layout. They like the convenience.
And there is just the local aspect. I mean, we all like to go to the farmer's market because we know that it's impacting locally, and that's what the food co-op is doing.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, customers look for that as well. They're like, oh, well, so-and-so was closed, but I hear I can get their cupcakes here as well. Yeah. So that's a great convenience too. You know, when we've got some great local bakers, Cool Cats Cupcake, she has, you know, a cult following.
Yeah.
But if she's not open, they can come to us and get the cupcakes. So people love that.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I didn't ask you before, but I have to ask you. So tell me about your accent.
I'm from Arkansas.
Right away, I knew it. I mean, we all knew that. Everyone thought that.
Sorry. No, I'm actually from South London, but I've lived in Fredericksburg for close to 25 years. And I have to say, this is home now.
Yeah, but you've kept your accent, and that's pretty cool.
I work at it.
That's very cool. That as soon as you started talking, I thought that's Arkansas right away. Fun. Good stuff this morning. The Fredericksburg Food Co-op. Susie Grumko is here. Rich LaRochelle and Chandra Gore is here. FredericksburgFood.coop. Also, check out the Facebook page. And when we come back, we're going to talk about bags and T-shirts, and we'll put it all together. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Food Co-op is our focus this morning with Chandra Gore, Rich LaRochelle, and Susie Grumko. There is, Chandra, first of all, paper bags are going away.
Yes, sir, they are. We're going to, one of our core values is to be eco-friendly. So that is the biggest thing. We do have bag bees every month where we take T-shirts and turn them into reusable bags.
So talk to me about that.
So, okay, so that's Gloria and Tony. They actually do they take the sewing machine, scissors, and they put them together. I have not done it yet.
Okay.
But I am, because we're going to need a lot more since we're not going to have any paper bags in the store. So it's one of those things, they take and repurpose those T-shirts into actual bags with handles.
They don't have to be new, but they don't have to. They do need to be in good shape.
They have
shape.
To be clean, yes, clean and in good shape. Small, medium, and large. The larger the shirt, it's harder to do. So small, medium, and large.
Okay.
Yes.
So I guess you just repurpose them.
Yep. Yes, and they are really sturdy and really great to use. You could wash them. It's just a great way to. One, keep things out of the landfill, but two, you can actually, you know, have your favorite shirt as a bag. You think about it, you could brand yourself a little bit.
No, as you talk about that, I think that if I could have like a Michigan football T-shirt bag, that would be pretty. There's a statement there.
Yes. And you're repping your team and you carry your groceries. So it makes sense.
I can do that or a UVA bag. I mean, there's a whole lot of things
here.
So many options. This sort of takes, because a lot of time, I mean, the reusable bags are, they're okay.
Yes.
But this sort of adds some.
It adds a little extra level to it.
It does.
Like, it's personal, and plus you'll remember that bag.
Yeah.
Because think about how many of the reusable totes that you have in your trunk or your back seat.
Oh, don't even ask.
Thank you. So you don't even go to those, but have something with your picture or something on it.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna take that. You're gonna remember that bag. So.
Oh, and I've got some from different races I've run in before or things, and I can look like an athlete.
That's what I'm saying.
You could
basically, you know, people always will ask, though. That's a good talking point as well. You know, where'd you get your bag from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this. This is a good idea. And I mean, the phasing out of the paper bags just kind of goes along with what the food co-op is all about.
Very much so. I mean, and then that also couples with the fact that being our bulk department, you can actually bring your own containers, you know, so it actually just carries over and shows that we have the ability to help you to become more eco-friendly by repurposing your containers, like the glass bottles or whatever cups you use. You bring your own mug to get your coffee.
Yeah.
Like all of those things. So it does tie into one of our core values is. So I love that part.
Susie, you guys are thinkers. You come up with you come up with clever ideas. Nobody else is doing this kind of thing.
We do have a great team, not only of employees, but of volunteers. Mm-hmm. Gloria Lloyd is the brains behind the t-shirt bags.
Yes.
And Gloria is the most amazing volunteer. But the t-shirt bags, I think, are a Gloria's baby. Mm-hmm. And we have people bringing in their old t-shirts, you know, as long as they're in decent condition.
Yeah.
I'm going through my t-shirt drawer myself this week, you know, and we'll just bring them in and they get reused. So, you know, that's great because I'm sure, you know, there are so many t-shirts in landfills. But yeah, we have so many volunteers and employees who are just, you know, bringing ideas in. The whole paper bag free thing came from a member of our sustainability committee who reached out and said, have you thought about these paper bags? They're really not good for the environment. And it's not, I know everybody knows plastic is bad, but you don't think about, you know, well, paper bags, they're good, aren't they? But when you take into account the production process, it's really not much better. You know, the trees have to be, you know, aged for 3 years. They have to be bleached, the pulping. It's a long process. So, you know, one of our sustainability members came up with that. So, yeah, we've got people thinking on, you know, on so many areas. We're so lucky. Yeah.
And again, this goes back, I guess, to you, Rich, that is just thrill you to see this kind of thinking, this innovative kind of thinking.
Definitely. So as Chandra was saying, I mean, one of our core values is to center sustainability in all of our decisions. So, and there's always room for improvement. So the paper bag, getting rid of paper bags, as Susie said, paper bags are not good for the environment. Mm-hmm. We're at the point that we think we can get rid of them. We can make it easy for people by having the reusable bags. We also have boxes that, you know, produce comes in or products come in. We'll make those available. We can repurpose those.
Yeah. But,
and we have bins. As you walk out of the co-op, as you probably noticed on the left-hand side, you can recycle your dental products. You can recycle your razor blades. You can recycle your old T-shirts. We repurpose all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Or we give it to someone who can repurpose it. And it's just at the core of who the co-op is.
Well, and it gives you ideas. You think of that. I mean, in my case, I've seen things like that, and you think, oh, well, they're doing. I could do the same thing.
Yes.
And it kind of just grows.
Yes. We have one of our board members, Gerald Anderson, who did a session on moving towards zero waste, and he had tons of great ideas. And he showed us over the course of a month how much food waste he had, which was just a tiny amount. So it kind of puts me to shame.
Yeah.
I totally believe in the philosophy and I'm getting better. I really am. But I still have a long way to go. You know, so we're all on a journey. And the co-op is listening to the members and leading and moving along together. So that's kind of what it's all about. As a community, we can all do better.
Well, and Chandra, I just think you, instead of just saying, okay, after this date, no more paper bags. And so, I mean, you're saying that, but you're also saying, hey, here's an idea. Instead of just giving you the same kind of reusable bag that everybody has, here's an idea.
Yes.
So that's just the way you guys think.
Yeah, it's always, and it's amazing how the ideas come about, and then we the collaborative effort to come out, you know, to make it happen. Like, I just going into like it was bag free 2023. It's like, dude, and it's Earth Month. Earth Day is the 22nd, so it's like we're actually doing the, you know, we're actually making sure it's memorable, and it's just makes me smile because it's like, you know, we're gonna be here long. It's gonna be here long after we're gone.
Yeah.
So it's like setting that groundwork, that legacy for the kids that we. You see so many kids in the store, they're happy looking at the bags, they're happy looking at different things. So it's like, you know, we're giving them a great example and starting them out in a great way. So it makes me smile. So.
Yeah, no, it's built. It's building, yeah. It's not good stuff. FredericksburgFood.coop is the website. Also check out Facebook for the Fredericksburg Food Co-op. Chandra Gore, Rich LaRochelle, and Susie Grumko here. The second anniversary.
Yes.
Some things are planned.
Yes. 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 So March 31st is the preview day where you come in and you'll look at the different products. You know, I'm kind of giving away, you know, the blueprint really quick, but you know it's a preview day. You'll see the local products that we have, and then the big event is on the 1st, where April 1st, April Fool's Day. So you'll see, you know, the people who actually created the products, who the farmers who, you know, have tilled the ground, who actually bring it up. So you'll be able to see those, but you'll also meet the founders of the co-op and get to talk to them and talk to the employees and why we're here and why they, you know, why this exists and why, you know, the part of the community that is like connects people with food. Like that is the biggest thing, celebrating that. I'm really excited. So
you should be, because I mean there's a story, because Rich, there's a story to tell here.
Yes.
And the fact that you can that there's more to this. I mean, you can live and be happy and go and shop and not know any of this, but there really is a history behind this, and just kind of makes you appreciate it a little bit more.
Yes, I mean the co-op is really of, for, and by the community. It's really all about the community. The community is the heart and the center of the co-op. So even as Susie was saying, these ideas about bag-free, it came from one of our member owners. Other ideas come from our members. And so the co-op really, through the filter of its core values, just tries the best thing we can do to bring people together and to move forward. So it's a unique place. They say a food co-op is a community that happens to sell groceries. And that's kind of what the Fredericksburg Food Co-op is.
Yeah. Never thought that's what that really is. And in some ways, like you said, Susie, you have everything, but you don't always know. I'm always seeing things that I'm like, huh. And I'm probably guilty, although I don't consider this to be anything to be guilty about, of bringing things home and saying, hey, let's try this. And sometimes we like it, sometimes we don't.
And we have so many things to try. It's wonderful. I mean, even my eyes have been opened in the last 2 years to the amount of local products we have. The honey producers in Fredericksburg, who knew?
Who knew? I was just going to say.
Yeah. The bakers, we have, you know, we have Cool Cats cupcakes, which are, I have to say, the most amazing cupcakes. And you don't even realize that they're vegan and they're nut-free and they're gluten-free. They're just amazing. We have a local kosher-style baker, Little Irv's, who makes the most amazing challah rolls. They are absolutely heavenly, and some lovely breads. There are just so many things. Just yesterday, I brought in a local barbecue sauce from a local guy here in Virginia that is absolutely delicious. There are just so many things, and you walk down the aisles, and it's just like, well, you're certainly not going to see this at, you know, at one of the big guys. You're not going to see this elsewhere. And you can, there are stories. We have split decision cookies that are absolutely wonderful cookies baked by two delightful local ladies. There's just so much to see, things that you're not going to find anywhere else. And I've had people say, you know, you look at the farmers and the items in the produce, and people say it's kind of like it's like a farmer's market with a roof. Yeah. And I think that's a really good description.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have so much more. We have, you know, local chicken. We have such an amazing selection of local eggs, which eggs, I have to say right now, if you can get eggs, come get our eggs, because they're, you know, we have Earth Echo Farm. Mm-hmm. We have Brody Farm. We have lots of local eggs that just taste so wonderful. Mm. There's just so much to see in every corner of the store. You're going to be discovering like you never knew. Yeah.
And if you've got a young family and you've got kids, one of the things that I have seen people will take kids and let them pick out something.
Absolutely. And not only do they get to pick out something, any child comes in under the age of 12 gets to take a piece of fruit every time they come in.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I know a lot of the parents are really grateful for sometimes, you know, they're coming in and the child's having a meltdown and they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's take the kid, you know, let's take your child. Let's go get them a banana. They can enjoy, you know, they'll walk around eating their banana. Mom gets a bit of peace and the child gets something healthy to eat. You know, they're not automatically grabbing a piece of candy. They're getting a banana. They're getting an apple. And that's something we love. We have the Explorer program. We'll give them a little booklet and a sticker. So the kid's happy, mom's happy, and we're happy because we're giving them great food.
It is FredericksburgFood.coop is the website, and we'll come back and wrap this up. But we'll talk again about we'll talk about becoming a member and what all that involves, and we'll also talk about partners. You have a lot of partners, and that continues to grow and grow and grow. A lot of area businesses have gotten involved, and we'll talk about that too. And we wrap it up this morning with Susie Grumko, Rich LaRochelle, and Chandra Gore here with the Fredericksburg Food Co-op. We'll conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning, the Fredericksburg Food Co-op. If you haven't tried it out, you need to. 320 Emancipation Highway in Fredericksburg. FredericksburgFood.coop is the website. Also check out Facebook. Chandra Gore here, Rich LaRochelle, and Susie Grumko. During the break, Chandra, you were telling me about grind your own peanut butter.
Yes, we have three options, but you can bring your own container and grind your, we have a the grinder there, and you can get as much or as little as you want, but it's the smell of fresh peanut butter. It's just so, and it's so good.
I've never experienced this, and I'm a big peanut butter fan. Where have I been?
I don't know. You have to come get some peanut butter.
We're going to do a video on this.
That will be great. I'm here for it. You know I love that. And then we get some honey, and then get some little herbs. Well, okay, I'm hungry. So.
I know. I have a shopping list already. Chan mixed, a Cuban sandwich, a Susie smoothie, and now peanut butter.
Yes.
So
honey roasted, dry roasted, and almond. So we have options.
And this goes back to what we were talking about, Susie. You never know what you're going to find or latch on to at the food co-op.
That's just it. There's so much to find, so many things that you're not going to see elsewhere. You can wander around the aisles and just find so many unique products and so many local products, some of your favorite products. From local vendors too. So, you know, if they're not open, come get it from us. We're open from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m., 7 days a week. But there's always so much to see. We do local wines, local beers. We carry tortillas from One More Taco. We carry just so many things that it's just like a treasure. It's a treasure trove of local products. But, you know, you can still get your box of cereal. You can still get your gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, you know, everything that the other stores have plus more. And you can feel good about it because the money's staying in the community. We're giving back to the community. Whenever you use your own containers, we donate We donate 5 cents to a local nonprofit. So if you come in with your own bag, you've just donated 5 cents to a local nonprofit. So we're just so much more. So much to see. So much fun.
You'd like people to become owners, and you're encouraged to do that, but you don't have to be to. There are a lot of perks that go with being an owner, but if you're not, you still can shop at at the food co-op. That's the one thing. This is not one of those stores that you've got to be a member in.
No, absolutely. We encourage people to become an owner. There are benefits. You'll get 10% off of our already sale prices. But no, nobody should feel obligated. Like I said, we encourage it. It's a good thing. You will benefit from it, and you'll have your voice heard. But everybody is welcome. We're not turning anybody away. We have so many programs. We have things to help people out. But everybody is welcome to come and shop.
You also have a lot of business partners, and that continues to grow. And there are benefits there too. But a lot of businesses, and if you've got a business and want to partner up with somebody, check out the food co-op.
Yeah, we're definitely the people to partner with. It's just a cool store overall, and a feel-good store. You can feel good about shopping at the co-op.
Like we said earlier, that is one of the things you don't know. You come across things, and there's, I don't know, it's hard to say. It's hard to just say there's a different feel about it, but there certainly is. It's not your regular store.
I'm the general manager. I'm there a lot of my time, and I'm still finding, adventures. There is still so much to see. A local barbecue sauce maker came in yesterday. It's like, okay, we'll carry this barbecue sauce. It's delicious. So it's always, there's always something going on, something new, good things to look at, some good things to buy.
But we also have the Fresh Match program, where those people, individuals who get EBT, we give them 50%, it's 50% off. And then they also get cash back, our carrot dollars, to shop and get more food, the more fresh produce. So that is a program, I think, that we're the only ones in the area that offer that. Mm-hmm. So you're stretching those EBT dollars, you're stretching those dollars even more. So that's the biggest thing about being community owned, is that we're community focused. So we're all about helping to make sure the community is taken care of. So
we are out of time. This has been a great show. We need to do this more.
Yes.
We will get together and do this more. You're a great group. You have energy, and Susie, I got to meet you. So that was another great thing. Susie Grumko is the general manager. Rich LaRochelle is a founding director and all-around good guy. And Chandra Gore is marketing.
Thanks
and an all-around good person. Thank you all. See you soon.
Thank you.
Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.